Ugh. Come on. You've been walking around for hours. Just admit it already. You're lost. Hey, stop pulling me. I can walk just fine. Damn, Hunter. Who are you trying to convince? You already told me you're not used to being outside like this. So of course you don't fucking know your way back. So, let me help. I know this forest like the back of my hand. Besides, I told you hours ago you were going the wrong way, but you wouldn't listen. Not that I'm in any hurry to get to the Hunters Association anyway. I would not lead you in the wrong direction. You're already doing a good enough job of getting us lost all by yourself. I say, we go find the kid, and you stop this stupid charade. Whatever. Eventually, I'll get out of this stupid silver. And then I'll be gone before you know it. Then you'll go back, with your tail between your legs and nothing to show for it. So come on. Well, of course you don't have a tail. It was a metaphor. I told you to stop pulling me. Hey, hang on. Damn it, I said stop. I smell blood. No, not yours, idiot. It's that way. Damn it. Would you put your stubborn pride aside for a second and just listen to me? Someone could be hurt or dying. You really want to just walk the other way? Then come on. Whatever. You won't regret it. This way. No, I have to lead. Would you just shut up? We're getting close. Right over. There. On the other side. Yes, across the river. Look, there's a cave right there. Don't you see it? The blood's coming from that way. Yes, it's human. Something could have happened to them and they're hiding in there. I don't sense any other animals around. They could have been attacked by a bear or something. Well, how the hell should I know? We've got to cross the river to find out. But from what I can tell, they're still alive. Come on. Don't be stupid. It could be another one of your hunters or something. You never know. Or a civilian from the village. You said there have been reports of lots of missing people lately, right? Including that kid. So come on, what if this is one of the missing people? You're really just gonna walk away? Then what the hell is it? What do you mean you can't swim? Oh, good grief. The water's shallow, you can just walk across. Now come on, you big baby. You can fight me, get me on my knees and poison me, but you can't cross a river. What kind of stupid shit is that? Okay, okay, I got it. You're scared. Jesus. Here. Climb on my back. Because I can carry you across so you don't touch the water. Would you just do it? You always have to be this difficult. Thank you. Now, yeah, like that. Okay, let's go. Hey, don't pull my hair. You're fine, I'm not gonna drop you in. Just trust me. Jeez, relax. Your heart beating's so loud, it's gonna pop my eardrums. No. I just have really good hearing, okay? There. Let me put you down. See, you're fine. I didn't throw you in the water, and I didn't run away. I told you. I'm not the wolf that you all think I am. Whatever. So what if I was gonna eat you? I was hungry. But that doesn't mean I eat everyone. And I didn't say I was gonna eat you exactly. Oh, shut up. Let's just go in the cave already. Good grief. Ow! What the hell? Didn't have to pull me back like that. Fine, after you. Jeez. Did you hear that? They're calling for help. Come on. What are you doing now? I told you, there's no need to be cautious. There's nothing else in here. Because I would have heard it. Will you shut up? Who cares about reason and all that crap? Why you...
Hello? Is somebody there?
I told you. Now come on.
I'm injured and I can't get up. Could you help me?
There he is. Oh shit. The blood, it's too strong for me.
Oh, hello there. You must be a hunter from the association. I can tell by that outfit you're wearing. I work in the temple. Please, can you help me? I got attacked by some bandits and I barely managed to get away. They cut me up pretty bad.
Oh, yeah, we can see that.
What's this? Is that a wolf?
Hey!
Oh, you're taking him in. Hang on. Is he the one everyone keeps talking about? The one that's been hunting people. Isn't he dangerous? Are you sure it's safe for you to be that close to him?
Oh, give me a break. Listen, Goody Two-Shoes. That's not me. I haven't been killing anyone around here, okay?
Oh, is that right?
What do you mean, don't trust me? Damn it. Will you shut up, Hunter? If anything, you're the one who can't be trusted. Because you're a goddamn experiment, or did you forget?
A what? An experiment? Oh, I've heard of you. You're one of the artificial humans.
Ha! He said it, not me. So you can't be mad this time.
Mad?
Oh, nothing. We had a fight the other night about it, and they wouldn't let me say the word artificial human.
Oh? What's wrong with that? I heard they're super fast and strong. Almost all of the hunters now are artificially made humans. Or altered, I guess. But it's nice to meet the two of you. My name's Steku.
I'm Kotsky. And this is the hunter. I know you have a name. But so what? That's what I call you anyway.
You two are very interesting. And I'm happy to meet you both. But could you, help me? I can't exactly walk.
Well, of course you can't. You've lost too much blood. But don't worry. We can get you out. It might be a little hard for me to get any closer to you than this, though. Without wanting to eat you. Your blood smells oddly appealing, Deku.
Oh, really? It smells like iron to me.
Did you just... What a weirdo.
You're the one who's being dragged around by a hunter with silver chains. And you're calling me weird? Besides, I'm sure you sniff everything. So what's wrong with me doing it? Does it bother you that much? Little wolf boy?
Little what? Damn it. Why you? I'll kill you right now. What do you mean back off? He insulted me. Stupid little temple dweller. Come here. I'll kill you. Damn it. Wait outside. Are you kidding me?
Oh. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to make him so mad. He doesn't have to go. Besides, I don't think he'll actually eat me. Will you? Kotsky.
Well, no, I guess I won't. But all this blood doesn't make it any less tempting.
Oh, yeah. Here, if you want to just grab my hand. If you pull me to my feet, I should be able to hobble out of here.
Hey, watch it.
Thanks.
Hey. Damn it. Grab his other arm, too. Or he's gonna fall over. What do you mean I could help? Okay, fine. Give me your other arm.
Thank you both. Huh. I must have just been really clumsy.
Clumsy? Hang on. Your injuries. You're not as weak as you look, are you? Temple dweller.
What do you mean?
Well, just look at you. Some of that blood isn't even yours. I take it you won that fight. And left those bandits either dead or running for the hills.
You're a sharp one, aren't you? Well, you could say that I know how to hold my own in a fight. And I just needed to rest. And maybe I thought this cave would be the perfect little hiding place while I recovered my strength. And then you two just happened along. You have really good perception.
Huh. I do not. I just know how to read people. That, and I can feel the muscles in your arms. You're definitely not weak under that stupid tunic thing you're wearing.
Very good. I may not be an artificial human, but I have done my fair share of training as well. One's got to learn to protect themselves in this scary world of ours, right? You never know what dangers might come along. Gotta be prepared.
Oh. That glint in your eye just now. Huh. I kinda like you.
Oh my, do you now? I'm glad. But we should hurry and get back to the temple. They'll be expecting me. Oh, hang on. I've gotta grab my bag.
Your what?
Oh, yes. It is a bunch of scrolls. They're very important. So the sooner we get them back to the temple, the better.
What are you two going on about? Who cares about a bunch of rolled up paper?
Now, don't be like that. Knowledge is power, you see. It's a part of my job. I'm a scribe in the temple.
A scribe, huh? Don't know what that is and don't really care. Let's just get out of here. Besides, something shifted in the air outside. It doesn't feel right. We should probably hurry. Yeah, I got him. Great. And not only am I stuck with the hunter, I'm stuck with a member of the temple, too. The two types of humans I hate the most. You know exactly what I mean. We're definitely a very strange bunch.
Strange isn't exactly the word I would use. But yes, I'm sure if someone saw us walking around like this, they would say we were quite odd. And don't worry, Hunter. I won't tell anyone about your new pet, okay?
I'm not their pet. They just captured me to take me to the Hunters Association. And drop me off so they can torture me and use me in their experiments. But I'm not going. I'm just sticking around so I can change their mind and get them to quit.
Get them to quit, huh? I seriously doubt that's gonna happen. It is the way they were raised and trained, after all. You can't just change someone's way of thinking overnight. I definitely wouldn't want to follow you anywhere. He'd probably eat me before the night was over.
Is that really how you all see me? Just a mindless beast that eats everyone. I wasn't asking you. Whatever.
Oh, look, we made it outside. And it looks like the sun's still up. That's good. We should make it back to the village before dark. Hang on. It's this way.
Ha! That's what I've been trying to tell them for hours!
Oh, no need to worry. I am also very familiar with this part of the forest. I can lead you back home. Just follow me. No, I should be okay to walk on my own from here. Don't worry about me.
Think you're tough, don't you?
Tougher than you, apparently.
Are you? Yeah. I'll reel it in.
Well, come on. We shouldn't keep everyone waiting. I'm sure the hunters are worried about you too. Since you've been missing for a few days, yeah? All right. Then come on. Let's get going.
Tah. What the hell? This just keeps getting better and better, doesn't it? Okay. I got it. And stop pulling me. I don't know how many times I have to tell you.
Don't worry. We'll get there soon. All right. Let's hurry then. To the village.
Oh, Jesus.